Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and a warm welcome to all participants to the quarterly update call of Star Housing Finance Limited. Star HFL has organized this call with an intent to share updates and discuss operational as well as financial highlights of the company for the half-year ending September 30, 2023. On the call, we have the senior management comprising Mr. Anup Saxena, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Nitesh Narayanan, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Kalpesh Dave, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Ashish Jain, the Managing Director of the company, along with Mr. Ritesh Singh as an IR consultant from RIK Capital. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Without much further ado, I request Mr. Kalpesh Dave to address the participants. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ashia. I hope I'm audible over here.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Okay, thank you so much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Star Housing Finance Limited, I warmly welcome all of you to H1 FY 2023-24 earnings call. On this call, we will be presenting operational and financial performance of Star HFL, and the speakers shall talk about relevant, actionable, and achievement in the first half of the financial year. Post this, we would be happy to take questions from the participants. To introduce, Star HFL, Star Housing Finance Limited is a professionally managed retail housing finance company operating with a philosophy of enabling credit access to first-time home buyers belonging to economically weaker section and low-income group segment. We are a BSE-listed, rural-focused home finance company, operational across geographies of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Rajasthan, NCR, and Tamil Nadu. Star HFL comprises of 200+ housing finance professionals across functions and geographies. We are headquartered in Mumbai. Till date, we have provided housing finance assistance cumulatively to more than 4,000 families in our operational geographies and are trying to create a niche in retail, semi-urban/rural housing finance space. So the tailwinds in rural housing, driven by emergence of nuclear families in these geographies, rise in income level, need to move to a better house or upgrade existing dwelling units, additional housing demand created by reverse migration during COVID-19 pandemic, infrastructure development connecting rural hinterland to the mainstream, and increased digitization in these geographies bodes well for the long-term growth. While there has been a perceptible decline in the urban centers in affordable housing space, the rural housing demand has remained robust in the current cycle, where the housing space in particular has seen rise in repo rate and rise in input costs as well. The Government of India's support to rural housing through increased budget allocation of approximately ₹550,000 million to PMAY Grameen and recent thrust to complete additional 5 million houses by December 2023 under the scheme bodes well for the rural housing. We at Star HFL are confident to make most of these drivers and leverage our domain to become a meaningful player in the space, thereby creating long-term value for our stakeholders. So the current growth phase of TARSIFL comes under the version 3 of the transformation of the company, wherein version 1 entailing repair and maintenance and version 2 devoted to building a structure for becoming a professionally run company created a strong foundation for growth. TARSIFL witnessed 100% plus year-on-year growth in FY 2022-23, and we have sustained the momentum for the first half for the financial year 2023-24. I wish to share the achievements of the company in the half year ended September 30th, 2023, enlisted as follows. For the period, the company provided incremental housing finance assistance to 1,000 plus families from EWS/LIG segment in our operational geographies. Courtesy incremental disbursement, the assets under management is at rupees 3,194 million, registering 110% year-on-year growth. The loan book as of today is retail and is diversified across its operational geography, comprising of 20 offices covering 40 locations. Average incremental ticket size is at rupees 10 to 11 lakhs. Seasoning of the book shows the quality remaining intact through the loan life cycle, well-planned receivable management program through concerted efforts of the entire team has resulted in portfolio at risk, which is PAR, that is 0 plus day past due, standing at 4.52%. Out of this, the gross NPA stands at 1.46% and net NPA stands at 1.08%. as of September 30, 2023. The provision coverage ratio stands at 48%. Including additional provisions and proactive write-offs, the book has more than adequate coverage for the gross NPA. We continue to invest in manpower, branch infrastructure, and technology to provide a solid foundation to build business. We are getting transitioned to a new lending suite in line with business requirements. And the new system shall further aid in strengthening, underwriting and optimization of turnaround time of home loan applications. TARSIFL expanded to Northern India with a presence in Ghaziabad in the NCR region during the period and shall work to further build up presence in the region over the next few quarters. We continue to focus on AUM scale-up through on-book and co-lending partnerships. Under the leadership of CFO Natesh Narayanan, your company received highest ever single sanction of rupees 500 million term loan from our existing lender. During the period, TARSIFL has cumulatively received sanction of approximately 1600 million rupees of credit line from 11 banks and financial institutions. The funding pipeline remains robust to cater to the growth aspirations for the second half of the financial year 2023-24. The diversification of the borrowing profile in terms of lender and instrument 2 has begun, and Natesh shall share the same. TARSIFL has got an upgrade on the rating of its bank loan facility rated by CARE during the period and is now rated BBB stable. TARSIFL is listed on the Bombay Stock Exchange and has more than 6,000 shareholders. As the company gets ready to get transitioned to the National Stock Exchange, subject to all approvals and clearances, TARSIFL has met the quantum criteria of rupees 750 million net worth and now awaits qualification of the tenor criteria. The company has healthy capitalization levels and subject to necessary approvals and clearances, shall work towards augmenting the same in line with the growth expectations. Taking ahead this business performance, Star SFL is now well poised to cross rupees 5,000 million AUM milestone over the next few quarters, provided we maintain and build up on this momentum. The board, comprising of Mr. A.P. Saxena, ex-GM of the NHB, Mr. Ajit Kumar Lakshmanan, ex-ED of LIC of India, Mr. P.K. Das, ex-ED of IDBI Bank, Mrs. Neelam Tathed, qualified chartered accountant and CS professional, Mr. Kavish Jain and the MD Mr. Ashish Jain contribute towards building of strong corporate governance framework. Continuing with the philosophy of employee ownership, Star SFL shareholders during the period has approved the ESOP 2 scheme for eligible employees. The company paid final dividend of rupees 0.05 per equity share of rupees 5 each for the financial year ending March 31st, 2023. We are happy to register strong growth in H1 and to have carried forward the growth momentum in the second half of the financial year. While the growth is important, our focus remains firmly on maintaining the quality of the book. New business centers opened during the period will further strengthen the branch network and diversify the loan book in existing as well as in new geographies. Traction in liability gives us confidence to plan and execute asset growth for the year. We shall continue to invest in creating capacity through expansion, onboarding of quality manpower and digitizing our business processes. Our endeavor in second half of the year would be to improve productivity levels across business operations, which in turn will enable optimization of the bottom line and the return ratios. With these updates, I now call upon our CFO, Mr. Natesh Narayanan, to speak on the balance sheet, P&L and financial ratios for the period ending September 30th, 2023. Thank you and over to you, Natesh.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yes, sir.
Good evening and a warm welcome to all the participants. We are happy to present another robust period of business performance. The efforts put in by us to develop a strong base for the asset growth has been successful, as we have had a record traction on the liability front in terms of fundraise. Our business performance and financial numbers have been acknowledged by our rating partners, as we have received a rating upgrade from CARE and India Ratings during this period. As the company scales up, we had planned for diversifying our borrowing profile in terms of the instrument and lenders. Happy to share that we issued our first NCD of 200 million, which was subscribed by a financial institution. This has been a first for Star SFL, and I am confident that we continue to increase this diversification. We have been able to receive a fresh incremental sanction of 1,584 million during the period from 11 banks and financial institutions, of which three lenders have been new additions to our profile, to the borrowing profile. Undrawn limits coupled with proposals under pipeline give us enough confidence to scale up in line with our business plan that has been submitted and approved by our board across our operational geographies. With this, I share the highlights of our H1 results with you. Here are the brief highlights. The gross loan portfolio stood at 3,194.3 million as of September 2023, as against 1,522.9 million in September 2022, thus registering a year-on-year growth of 110% approximately. Disbursement for H1 FY24 stood at 1,083 million as against 729 million in September 22, registering a growth of 48.54%. The total income for H1 FY24 is at 259.63 million as against 147.91 million in FY23, a growth of 75.53%. The net interest income in half year FY24 stood at 119.47 million as against 83.46 million in H1 of FY23. The GNPA as of September 2023 is at 1.46% as against 1.56% last quarter, that is June 30, 2023. And the NNPA as of September 2023 is at 1.08% as against 1.13% in June 2023. For the period ending September 2023, our PAT increased by 50.16% year-on-year. During the period, the company received a total sanction of 1,584 million, of which 884 million was disbursed. We still have undrawn limits of 700 million. Total borrowing outstanding as of 30th September 2023 is at 2,240.3 million, giving us a leverage of 1.99 times, which is moderate. The company has a strong liability pipeline and we expect to witness an increase in terms of the quantum of borrowing in per ticket size as well as increase in the number of lenders. The strong performance has been acknowledged by our rating partners, both India Rating and CARE, and have upgraded our rating to BBB stable. To conclude, I wish to state the following points. Star HFL has a modest level of leverage and we are working towards optimizing the same through the year as we build up the borrowing with existing and new lenders. We shall look forward to diversify the overall borrowing profile in terms of lenders and also in terms of instruments. Star HFL at this point of time is well capitalized and we shall work towards strengthening the network through PAT accretion and capital raise subject to all necessary approvals and clearances driven by business requirements. I am confident that we as a team shall continue to build up on the good work in this version of growth and achieve business, financial and operational milestones we have set for ourselves. I now hand over the call to our MD, Mr. Ashish Jain. Thank you and over to you, Ashish.
Thank you, Natesh. On behalf of Star HFL team, I extend warm welcome and best wishes to all participants. Our leadership team at Star HFL had made a strategic commitment to pursue growth and we are pleased to report that we have been successful in aligning our actions in this direction. Nevertheless, it is imperative to emphasize that in this journey, the quality will always take precedence over growth. From an industry perspective, as the housing finance sector undergoes significant reconfiguration, particularly at the higher echelon, we believe that contemporary high growth, small and mid-sized housing finance companies operating in semi-urban and rural areas are well positioned to exert a considerable influence on the broader Indian mortgage landscape. We are confident that the various growth catalysts such as the increasing number of aspiring homeowners in semi-urban and rural locals, the enhancement of infrastructure, rural development, and the integration of rural areas into the digital mainstream will augur well for the expansion of lending institutions with a rural focus. Star HFL is well prepared to thrive in this space. We are also firmly committed to our responsibility as well as that of our peers to facilitate credit access for deserving borrowers on equitable terms and to integrate them into the broader financial ecosystem. Star HFL is gearing up to be a responsible lender in this space, playing a pivotal role in actualizing the home ownership aspirations of our customer segment. Our workforce has seen expansion over the last 12 months with staff strength of 200 plus mortgage professionals. This growth has been pursued systematically, bolstered by a well-defined risk framework and guidelines under the mentorship of a robust and independent board. We have consistently strengthened our network through capital infusion to keep pace with our growth trajectory, and our liability framework has responded admirably well to this call. Credit is due to the finance team under the leadership of Mr. Natesh Narayanan for successfully scaling up liability as a growth engine. Congratulations to our branch management team, including our regional directors, who have been at the forefront of driving asset growth, the team of underwriters, appraisers, coordinators, and receivable management professionals stationed across our business centers, led by Mr. Anup Saxena, has played a key role in making up a quality loan book. Finally, I express our gratitude to all stakeholders, including the RBI, the NHB, our banking partners, rating agencies, business associates, valued customers, dedicated employees, and their families, all of whom have contributed significantly to the growth of Star HFL franchise. We remain steadfast in our commitment to create value for all our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. Over to you, operator.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Tansh Mehta from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. My first question is, we have started new offices during the quarter. So what would be the impact on our margins?
So, hey, Tansh, hi, Kalpesh here. The new centers which we have started in our existing geography, as well as the, you know, geographical expansion that we have done in the NCR region, is in line with our growth aspiration, given that, you know, we want to scale up becoming a systemically important home finance company, which is 500 crores AUM milestone. That is something which we intend to achieve. Keeping in mind the productivity levels of existing branches, as well as ensuring that the loan book gets diversified across the station geographies and within the geographies also. So coming to the question of yours in terms of impact on the spread, well, these centers will be operating on the similar guidelines, offering the similar products, and would be having the same processes for, you know, sourcing, underwriting, as well as disbursement. Just to tell you, the margins that we have on our incremental disbursement is at around 450 to 500 basis points. And that is something which we, you know, intend to keep it intact for the newer centers as well. Coming to the question of the operating expenses that is getting incurred in terms of opening these new branches, you know, the fee income that we generate from the generate from the customers during the, you know, processing of the loan takes care of the overall operating expenses. For these new centers, the typical time or tenor for getting onto the profitability would be around 4 to 6 months, post which on the portfolio level as well as on the incremental level, they would turn to be, you know, positive. So that is, you know, how we are looking at it.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, my second question is, where do you see Star in the next 3 to 4 years in terms of AUM size?
Sure. So, Tanish, you know, the first milestone, as I just said, is to cross 500 crores of AUM, which we intend to cross in the coming, you know, 2 to 3 quarters or so. Talking about, you know, FY 26, 27 or 27, 28 in question, I would say that over the next 3 to 4 years, Star SFL has the aspirations to become a pan-India player while maintaining its focus on retail low-ticket space. The portfolio basically that we are targeting to achieve over the next 36 to 48 months would be around 2,500 to 3,000 crores of AUM. Subject to strengthening of net worth as well as being able to raise liability to enable that kind of asset growth. However, I would like to tell you, talking in terms of the incremental customers, I would see Star SFL providing housing or in fact engaging with 50,000 plus customers from economically weaker section, low income group segment in our operating geographies in the quest to achieve the AUM numbers that I just told you. But again, it's a number that we aspire to achieve. All depends on how well we are able to scale up the net worth as a and the liability franchise. We have the domain. It's a matter of, successfully being able to raise the capital and the liability for the same. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ashish Agarwal from BS Infra. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, thank you to the management for the update. I wanted to ask, what is the typical branch size in terms of number and when does the break-even happen in the terms of portfolio and what is the timings? And you intend to be venture into wholesale funding and for a business loan?
Okay, okay. Hi Ashish, this is Kalpesh. So just to answer to your question, in terms of a typical branch size at Star HFL, if you're talking about a typical branch size, branch consists of a unit head, one credit officer, one operations officer, 2 to 4 sales staff, we call them relationship officers, one coordinator and one receivable management person. This basically typically makes a branch setup. The branch size would be around 350 to 400 square feet of carpet area, which we occupy in our operational geography. If you talk about the capex that gets invested in creating this branch, it ranges from around 6.5 to 7.5 lakh rupees to create this setup. In terms of our manpower and operating expenses, this standard setup would entail around 3.5 to 4 lakh rupees of operational expenses per month. So when do we basically break even in this particular sense? Typically at the portfolio level, when the portfolio size gets, crossed at around 6 to 7 crores or so, at that point of time, the income that, the spread in fact that gets, that comes from the portfolio basically more or less takes care of these operating expenses. But however, that is not something that we look into because the spread is something which gets accrued to the overall profit before tax level. So in terms of the scale up, when this branch setup crosses around 1.5 crores of monthly disbursal, the fee income basically that gets generated around this disbursement takes care of these operating expenses. In terms of timing, a typical new branch would take around 5 to 6 months of time to, come to this particular level. And at that point of time, break even would happen. If you talk about a typical, rural center for that matter, the rural center would be again, half of this particular number, which again, comes to around 1.75 to around, 1.5 to 1.75 lakhs per month of operating expenses. And for that, around 75 lakhs of, incremental monthly disbursal for such kind of a smaller rural setup would take care of your operating expenses, which typically happens in around, third or fourth month of business operation for the rural center. So this is how the branch dynamics are there for Star Housing Finance to answer your question. And the second question, whether you would like to get into wholesale lending, business loans, so on and so forth, we are a retail focused home finance company and we would like to continue remain in this way during our business operation. So we have not given any thought. Our domain lies in retail, small ticket housing finance, and that is what we want to do. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Mukesh Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. It's good to see that company is growing and it's very heartwarming. I have two queries basically. The first one is, there are some reports of slowdown in the affordable housing finance space. And has the company been impacted by the same during the period? That's my first question. And then the second question is that I see this Star SFL is also listed on the main board of BSE. And when would you plan to transit into the NSE? And is this in the list also?
Hi, Mukesh. Again, I would take this question. In terms of your first observation, yeah, you are very much spot on that, you know, there has been a perceptible slowdown in affordable housing space, but that slowdown, as I said, has been in and around these major metros where, you know, the rise in the repo rate as well as the rise in the input cost has kind of, you know, impacted on the overall sales. See, we are not present across, you know, in these urban centers as such. We are, you know, a bit far away into the semi-urban and the rural geographies. And now over there, if you see, the dynamics are a bit different. So, you know, more than one third of my loan book is basically construction, you know, that basically construction of the dwelling that happens, that a typical EWS LIG segment customer does on its own land. That also, you know, one third of my book also includes home extension, home improvement loans. So there has not been any slowdown in this particular segment as such. In fact, on the contrary, the rural centers or the semi-urban areas where we are operating continue to hold the housing demand despite this particular perceptible slowdown. So, you know, going forward, probably a dichotomy of analysis, you know, is on card whether the affordable housing in urban and affordable housing in these smaller centers, how it is faring. So just to answer your question, that demand is intact. In fact, I would tell you, you know, H2 typically is expected to be, better given that, you know, construction related activities pick up pace and agriculture related, cultivation and the related, you know, income coming from that picks up pace. So with that as a background, I would say that H2 would still be better than H1 for, you know, small and mid-sized housing finance companies like us. So, rural housing demand remains intact, just to answer to your question. That is the first, response I would like to give. Second, with respect to, when we would get onboarded onto the National Stock Exchange, well, again, as I've said that, you know, we have met all the criteria with respect to, you know, getting transition to the National Stock Exchange, which is basically, 75 crores of net worth, consistently dividend making and dividend distributing enterprise, as well as minimum number of shareholders. Now, what remains is the tenor criteria, which is 75 crores net worth for 3 successive years. The first year has already been completed. This is the second year. And in the next year, which is FY24-25, we should go and knock the doors of the NSE and ask them to consider our case based on the merit that we deserve. So just to answer your question, ending of FY24-25 is something which we should, at that point of time, we should apply to the NSE.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Umesh Bhandari, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so it was great to hear company going strength to strength. I wanted to ask two aspects. First, what has been the cost of fund and what are the margins on the disbursement? And second, what is the asset cover on the entire book?
Natish, you want to answer that?
Yeah, sure. Hello, sir. Our cost of fund for this half year has been 12.35%. Our margin spread basically ranges between 4.5%-5%, 5% to be more precise. Your second question was,
What is the asset cover on the entire book?
On the entire book, if you see incrementally, we are having a LTV of around 60%-65%, whereas on the overall loan book it is at 50% LTV. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rushabh Shah from B&K Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Are we planning to provide loan to corporate firm also?
Rushabh, no. We would want to remain in retail low ticket housing finance space. Our target segment is economically weaker section, low income group, first time home buyers, coming from our operation geography. So loan from corporates, wholesale, lending and other types of loans is something which we would, you know, not like to venture into.
Okay. My next question is, how are we planning to expand our office and at what level are the EBITDA positive?
Yeah. So as I told you that, you know, expansion definitely is on card. We have expanded in our existing geographies. You know, there are centers in and around Pune region where we have expanded. We have expanded in Vidarbha region. We have expanded in the Indore region in Madhya Pradesh, and so goes for the Southern Gujarat as well, if you talk about our existing geographies. We have expanded to the newer geography of NCR, and this expansion is being planned systematically in the way and fashion that, you know, the traction in disbursement should happen. You know, there should not be a necessarily load on a particular branch and a particular single node of the overall network, and ensure that the book also gets diversified and the productivity levels, you know, that get maintained. So that is basically the planning part that basically comes to the fore in terms of, you know, expansion, just to answer to your question. And what was your second question? I just, you know, forgot that.
How are we planning to expand our office and at what level are we, means our EBITDA is positive. What level we are EBITDA positive?
Oh, yeah, EBITDA positive. So, you know, our existing branches of, you know, which was there in FY 2022-23, there are around 14 odd branches which we had, you know, in FY 2022-23, you know, fully functional operational. Out of that, close to around 11 odd branches are, you know, incrementally positive in terms of incremental disbursement. So you have just heard that, you know, for a bigger center, it is around 1.25-1.5 crores of monthly disbursement, which basically makes it, you know, net cash flow positive when the spread gets protected. So, you know, that holds true for these branches. For few of the, you know, smaller centers, around 60-75 lakhs of incremental disbursement monthly, these very, very small centers is something, they also are positive in this particular, you know, number frame. So out of 14 or 11 are cash flow positive. We should, you know, turn positive in the Q3 of the current financial year. And with respect to the new centers which we are opening, which we have opened in the H1, we hope to, you know, see them turning into incremental positive, before March 31st, 2024. So that's how the 6 months, around 4-6 month period is something which is required, you know, in terms of, getting EBITDA positive or cash flow positive, just to answer to your question.
Okay. Okay. My last question is, what steps are we taking to reduce our expense? As you know, our quarter-on-quarter expense has increased by 12.2%.
Yeah.
While our income has increased by 11%.
Yeah. So, you know, I would also, you know, urge you to look at our cost to income ratio. Rushabh, the way we have scaled up in the last financial year, the way we are scaling up in the current financial year, if you just, you know, look at it from a steady state basis, the cost to income ratio has kind of rationalized. While still it is a higher number, I would you know, no doubt agree to that part of it. But that cost to income ratio has come down from erstwhile 70 plus levels to now around, you know, 59-60%. How do I see that rationalization happening if we are not expanding any further? Let's say we are just stuck, you know, we're staying put with 20 odd branches. The same number I expected to basically get slashed down by minimum of around 25-30% you know, over the next 6 to 9 months. But given that, you know, we are a high growth company, there is a requirement of investment in manpower as well as in branch network as well as in technology, which basically kind of, you know, puts that particular number at a relatively higher level. And you would agree that the income from the book, from the disbursement that you do, basically has a full 12 month effect in the next financial year. So whatever I'm disbursing, you know, if I'm disbursing in the month of October, it will only have 5 months of seasoning. It will not have 5 months of income accretion. So that's how the expense gets booked right now, while the income comes at a later date. So that's how it is. Once we get rationalized, let's say, you know, 3 to 4 quarters from here on, you would see the cost to income ratio coming down to respectable levels in line with the, you know, more matured housing finance companies, just to answer to you. However, as I said in my speech also, that we are cognizant of the fact that the productivity levels of, you know, our staff would be the next step, given that the digitization is happening, the turnaround time will come into play. We do feel that those optimizing the productivity levels as well as tax would minimum impact around 5-7% on the cost to income ratio on a steady state basis. So that is the focus, Rishabh, in the Q3 and Q4 which we would want to have.
Yeah, thank you. One more last question I want to ask. What steps we are taking in digitalization, and how is our risk management? Can you answer both?
Sure. Anup, you want to answer this question? What steps we are taking in digitization and in terms of risk management?
Yeah, sure, Kapish. So in terms of digitization, we are in process of implementation of in-house lending suite, which is bundled product of end-to-end customer onboarding, which is tech-enabled mobile application through which the customer onboarding is happening right now. Apart from that, for the purpose of credit underwriting through digital note, we are in process of building up the mobile application for credit underwriting. So that too information is there. On LMS front of it, we are upgrading our existing LMS, which will be Jaguar Plus, and that is at implementation stage. And on the last front of collection module, that is already up on the application, on the mobile of collection executives who are in the field. So in terms of digitization, within next 45 days, we should be 100% end-to-end on digital platform for the lending front of it. In terms of risk, in terms of risk management portion of it, we have already inbuilt scoring module, which is implementing at 2 stage of time. At whenever the customer is onboarding, at the time of customer onboarding, there is risk assessment of a particular customer is happening, and every customer is basically onboarded in the category of high, medium, and low risk category. And during every tenor of 12 months of that loan life cycle, again the same assessment is happening, and the benchmark is getting set how much upgrade or degrade in terms of risk category has happened. This practice is being done through civil and basically the civil and TransUnion data basis on data extrapolation, which is being done on the field by the branch staff itself. The data which is available on the external resources such as SRO level data and such as revenue records data. So by combining all these data, the risk management is being done.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Mr. Brinkal Kumar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. So my question is regarding the promoter, you know, holding in the company. I've been tracking Star Housing since last four quarters, and I've come across CNBC interviews, and I've been tracking the promoter holdings, and I've seen a decreasing trend. Is there any particular reason why that's happening?
Hey, hi. This is Kalpesh. I would answer your question. So, you know, thank you so much for, you know, taking time out and researching about our company. So, Brinkle, if you just, you know, go through our commentaries, you will see that, you know, there have been two, you know, promoter groups in the company. One is represented by Mr. Ashish Jain, who is the MD of the company, as well as he is representing on the board. And the second set of promoters basically were the ones who are basically getting a facilitated exit. So it is not that it is done in an uncontrolled manner. The thought process, the underlying thought process is very clear that the management team of Star Housing Finance got onboarded in October 2019. Along with the promoter group led by Mr. Ashish Jain, would be charting out the growth story of the company. The second promoter group, who do not have any role into the day-to-day functioning of the company, is the one basically who is giving a phase-wise exit, because we do not want to get identified or bundled up with any of the other associated related businesses of any of the promoter group. So Star Housing, if you see, you know, the transition has been, from a particular umbrella to a standalone independent housing finance company run by housing finance professionals, and, you know, along with Ashish Jain and family being the promoter group. So that is how we wanted to build up our cap table as well. We have always, you know, shared this particular intent of ours to all our stakeholders, and we are continuing to follow that particular process. In fact, I would go a step further, Brinkle, in terms of telling you that, you know, when we stretch ourselves maybe 3 to 4 quarters from here on, ESOP 1 scheme, will probably get completely vested. ESOP 2 scheme for the eligible employee getting approved is getting vested. And maybe, you know, another round of ESOP subject to, again, board and related approvals in place. When all these things will get converted, at that point of time, the Star HFL employees, Brinkle, you know, the senior management team, the branch management team, the regional directors team, this as a block will be single largest, shareholding entity in Star, along with Ashish. And that's how the entire capital will be built up. So in future, maybe, you know, when we are looking for a growth capital, at that point of time, an institution growth capital along with these two blocks would be the ones who would be, you know, having mainstay in terms of their shareholding in the cap table, Brinkle. So that's how we want to build up the company, Brinkle.
I understand. And when these exits are being given right now, are they in terms of a strategic sale, or is it just like a market sale to the public?
No, it is strategic. It is strategic sale. It is not just like a market sale. So it is strategic in nature, and that's how, the exit has been planned. And whenever that exit happens, at that point of time, the compliance team ensures that, you know, that gets communicated to the exchange as well as to all the related stakeholders as well.
No, my question was basically that when this strategic sale is also happening, like, if the other person, the other shareholder to whom these shares are being sold, are they identified before the sale, or are they just being sold on the market? That's my question.
No. So it gets identified, Brinkle. It does not happen that, you know, it suddenly just comes in the market. That does not happen. So you find the right kind of buyer. We would also want to build up our cap table in the way and fashion that, you know, a long-term investor, be it retail, be it institutional, who would want to come at the cap table. We want them to be a long-term player. We would want such kind of a shareholder who would understand this space, stay put with the management, and build the value as we create the balance sheet. So that's how, you know, the sale, the exit are getting planned in a strategic manner. Just to answer your question.
Right. So it's not, although it's not being done in the way of a block deal or a bulk deal, is it?
No, as I said, it is not being done in the market, just that, you know, a promoter comes and offloads, it gets planned in a proper manner, just to answer your question.
Understood. All right, thank you. That was my only question.
Thank you, Brinkle. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
As there are no further questions, on behalf of Star Housing Finance Limited, I thank everybody for attending H1 FY 2023-24 earnings call. In case of any further queries, please do get in touch with Star HFL Investor Relations Desk. Thank you and take care. You may now disconnect your lines.